Vorrei invitarvi a unirvi nella preghiera per le numerose vittime sia dei brutali attacchi terroristici di Mumbai in India, sia degli scontri scoppiati a Jos in Nigeria.
Pope Benedict XVI called on all the faithful to pray today for the victims of terrorism in Mumbai, India, and the victims of a deadly outbreak of violence in the central Nigerian city of Jos. Nearly 200 people were killed in coordinated terrorist attacks, and the more than 60 hours of fighting that followed them in Mumbai last week, for which a group calling itself the Deccan Mujahideen took responsibility. While clashes between Muslim and Christian gangs in the central Nigerian city of Jos left around 400 people dead. The Archbishop of Abuja, Nigeria, John Onayekan, told us the ringleaders of the unrest in Jos have political motives.
The situation that we are seeing on the news media in Nigeria, especially in Jos, is indeed very unfortunate. Very unfortunate because we felt we were already making great progress, especially the leaders of religion and government in that zone of Nigeria. It is important to go to the truth. To the truth of the matter, it will not be helpful to simply take facile position and simply say Christians and Muslims are fighting. After all, we know that the origin of all this is political, the result or non-result of an election. And politicians always find ways to manipulate religion when it suits them. And this is what is happening now.
In India, in the wake of the Mumbai violence, the country's top security official, the Home Minister Shivraj Patil, resigned Sunday as the government struggled under growing accusations of security failures following the terror attacks. The spokesman for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, Father Babu Joseph, told us the church is helping civil authorities and all those who have been affected by the violence in Mumbai, which is India's largest center of commerce and a popular international tourist destination.
The Cardinal has asked to keep all our church health services ready for them. And also the army personnel are staying here for 3 and 4 days next to the church over here. We have given them place and shelter to park over here and even given them food and help. We also want to start, in case they are colluded with elements from India, we want to start peace committees. I think we should do much more in trying to educate people about the sacredness of life, because there is a certain callousness to life. They are being desensitized to life. They have seen so much of crime, so much of violence, so much of death, that the youngsters seem to have lost the sense of the sacredness of life.
In remarks delivered after the Sunday Angelus prayer, the Pope said the causes and circumstances of these tragic events are different, but our horror and the condemnation of such cruel and senseless violence must be one and the same. The Pope asked God to touch the hearts of deluded people who think violence is the way to resolve local or international problems. During his Angelus remarks, the Pope also spoke words of greeting to the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, His Holiness Bartholomew I, on occasion of the Feast of St. Andrew the Apostle, St. Peter's brother and the patron of the Church at Constantinople.
Sant'Andrea è patrono del Patriarcato di Costantinopoli.
Pope Benedict said, the Church of Rome feels closely connected to that of Constantinople by a tie of special fraternity. In keeping with tradition, a Vatican delegation led by the president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper, is in Istanbul this weekend to celebrate the feast with the Ecumenical Patriarch. Pope Benedict sent greetings and best wishes to the Patriarch and to all the Christian faithful there, invoking upon all of them an abundance of blessing.
Di tutto cuore rivolgo il mio saluto e il mio augurio.
This Sunday was also the first Sunday of Advent, and Pope Benedict spoke about the season during his English language remarks, following the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, remarks in which the Pope also greeted the participants in a youth conference at the European University of Rome.
Today is the first Sunday of Advent. The Church begins a new liturgical year. The Gospel invites to be prepared as faithful servants for the coming of Christ. May Advent be a time of preparation that leads us to a life centered on our Christian hope.
Advent was also one of the Holy Father's topics for reflection Sunday morning when he visited the ancient Roman Basilica of St. Lawrence to mark the end of the Lauretan year, which commemorates the 1750th anniversary of St. Lawrence's martyrdom.
Verificatosi durante il secondo conflitto mondiale.
In his homily, Pope Benedict recalled some of the more recent history of the basilica, noting how during the Second World War, on July 19, 1943, a heavy air raid inflicted severe damage on the building and the neighborhood, sowing death and destruction. His predecessor, Pope Pius XII, came to help and console the hard-hit population, even as the rubble and ruin continued to smolder around him.
Che corse immediatamente a soccorrere e consolare la popolazione duramente colpita tra le macerie ancora fumanti.